ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम केंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 9, ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम, पार्ट 5, वर्सेस 36 थ्रू 67, द विक्टरी ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज। The great sage Maitreya continued speaking. My dear Vidura, persons like you are pure devotees of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who can offer liberation. Persons like you who are pure devotees are always Raja Jusha, attached to the honey of Krishna's lotus feet. Persons who are pure devotees like you are eager to taste the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, and they are always satisfied in serving at the lotus feet of the Lord. As such, in any condition of life, such persons who are pure devotees of Lord Mukunda remain satisfied, and thus they never ask the Lord for material prosperity. When King Uttanapada heard that his son Dhruva was coming back home, as if coming back to life after death, Uttanapada could not put his faith in this message, for the king was doubtful of how it could happen. Uttanapada considered himself the most wretched, and therefore Uttanapada thought it was not possible for him to attain such good fortune. Although Uttanapada could not believe the words of the messenger, he did have full faith in the word of the great sage Narada. Thus, Uttanapada was greatly overwhelmed by the news, and he immediately offered the messenger a highly valuable pearl necklace out of great satisfaction. Then, being very eager to see the face of his lost son, King Uttanapada mounted a chariot drawn by excellent horses and bedecked with golden filigree replete with delicate and intricate ornamentation. Taking with him many learned brahmanas, all the elderly personalities of his family, his officers, his ministers, and his immediate friends, King Uttanapada immediately left the city. As Uttanapada proceeded in this parade, there were auspicious sounds of conchels, kettle drums, flutes, and Brahma Goshena, the chanting of Vedic mantras to indicate all good fortune. Both the queens of King Uttanapada, namely Suniti and Suruchi, along with Uttanapada's other son, Uttama, appeared in the procession. The queens were seated on a palanquin. Upon seeing Dhruva Maharaj approaching the neighboring small forest, King Uttanapada, with great haste, got down from his chariot. Uttanapada had been very anxious for a long time just to see his son Dhruva, and therefore, with great love and affection, Uttanapada went forward to embrace his long-lost boy. Breathing very heavily, the king embraced Dhruva with both arms. But Dhruva Maharaj was not the same as before. Dhruva was now completely sanctified by spiritual advancement due to having been touched by the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Reunion with Dhruva Maharaj fulfilled Uttanapada's long-cherished desire, and for this reason, the king smelled Dhruva's head again and again, bathing him with torrents of very cold tears. Such cold tears are signs of ecstasy. Then, the foremost of all nobles, Dhruva Maharaj, first of all offered obeisances at the feet of his father, the king, and was honored by Uttanapada with various questions. Dhruva then bowed his head at the feet of his two mothers, Suniti and Suruchi. Dhruva's stepmother, Suruchi, who was the younger mother, seeing that the innocent boy had fallen at her feet, immediately picked Dhruva up, embracing him with her hands, and with tears of feeling, Suruchi blessed Dhruva with the words, "My dear boy, long may you live." Maitreya now comments. Yasya prasanno bhagavan gunayar maitri adbhir hari tasmai namanti bhutani nimnam apa eva swayam. Unto one who has transcendental qualities due to friendly behavior with Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all living entities offer honor, just as water automatically flows down by nature. Then the two brothers, Uttama and Dhruva, also exchanged their tears. They were overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love and affection, and when they embraced one another, the hair on their bodies stood up. Then the real mother of Dhruva Maharaj, Suniti, embraced the tender body of her son, who was dearer to her than her own life, and thus Suniti forgot all material grief, for now she was very pleased. My dear Vidura, Suniti was the mother of a great hero. Her tears, together with the milk flowing from her breasts, wet the whole body of Dhruva Maharaj. Indeed, this was a great auspicious sign. Then the residents of the palace praised Suniti. Oh, dear queen, your beloved son was lost a long time. So it is your great fortune that Dhruva has now come back. It appears, therefore, that your son will be able to protect you for a very long time, and Dhruva will, artiha, put an end to all your material pangs. Dear queen, you must have worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pranata Artiha, for God delivers his devotees from the greatest danger. Persons who constantly meditate upon Krishna, Mrityung Jigyu, surpass and conquer the course of birth and death. This perfection is very difficult to achieve. Sage Maitreya continued speaking. My dear Vidura, when everyone was thus praising Dhruva Maharaj, the king was very happy. And so Uttanapada had Dhruva and his brother Uttama seated on the back of a she-elephant. Thus the king returned to his capital, where Uttanapada was praised by all classes of men. The entire city was decorated with columns of banana trees containing bunches of fruits and flowers, and also with betel nut trees with leaves and branches which were seen here and there. Also, there were many gates set up which were structured to give the appearance of sharks. At each and every gate, there were burning lamps and big water pots decorated with differently colored cloth, strings of pearls, flower garlands, and hanging mango leaves. In the capital city, there were many palaces, city gates, and surrounding walls, which were already very, very beautiful. And on this occasion, all of them were decorated with golden ornaments. The domes of the city palaces glittered, as did the domes of the beautiful airplanes which hovered over the city. All the quadrangles, lanes, and streets in the city, and the raised sitting places at the crossings, were thoroughly cleansed and sprinkled with sandalwood water. Also, auspicious grains, such as rice and barley, as well as flowers, fruits, and many other auspicious presentations, were scattered all over the capital city. Thus, as Dhruva Maharaj passed on the road, from every place in the neighborhood, all the gentle householder ladies assembled to see Dhruva, and out of maternal affection, they offered their blessings, showering Dhruva with white mustard seed, barley, curd, water, newly grown grass, fruits, and flowers. In this way, Dhruva Maharaj, while hearing the pleasing songs sung by the ladies, entered the palace of his father. Dhruva Maharaj thereafter lived in Uttanapada's palace, which had walls bedecked with highly valuable jewels. Dhruva's affectionate father took particular care of Dhruva, and Dhruva dwelled in that house just as the demigods live in their palaces in the higher planetary systems. The bedding in the palace was as white as the foam of milk and was very soft. The bedsteads were made of ivory with embellishments of gold, and the chairs, benches, and other sitting places and furniture were all made of gold. The palace of King Uttanapada was surrounded by walls made of marble with many engravings made of valuable jewels like sapphires, which depicted beautiful women with shining jewel lamps in their hands. The king's residence was surrounded by gardens wherein there were varieties of trees brought from the heavenly planets. In those trees there were pairs of sweetly singing birds and almost mad bumblebees who made a very relishable buzzing sound. There were emerald staircases which led to lakes full of variously colored lotus flowers and lilies, and there were swans, karandavas, chakravakas, cranes, and similar other valuable birds who were visible in those lakes. Saintly King Uttanapada, hearing of the glorious deeds of his son Dhruva, and personally seeing also how influential and great Dhruva Maharaj was, felt very satisfied, for Dhruva's activities were wonderful to the supreme degree. So, after concentration, when King Uttanapada saw that Dhruva Maharaj was suitably mature enough to take charge of the kingdom, and that the king's ministers were agreeable, and the citizens were also very fond of Dhruva, Uttanapada enthroned Dhruva Maharaj as emperor of this planet Earth. After considering his advanced age and deliberating on the welfare of his own spiritual self, King Uttanapada detached himself from worldly affairs and entered the forest. Recorded Balaram Purnima Day, August 30, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Krishna.
Pasi Papushi Vishate Vasananjala Davang Kala Hati Diti Maltayamu Kitabam Keshava Dhita Haladara Rupa Chaya Jagadisha Hare Jagadisha Hare Chaya Jagadish Chaya Jagadish Chaya Jagadisha Hare Chaya Jagadisha Hare Vahasi Papushi Vishate Vasanam Jala Davam Hati Diti Maltayam Dhavam Keshava Dhritta Balarama Rupa Chaya Jagadisha Hare Chaya Jagadisha Hare Chaya Jagadisha Hare Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of Balaram, the wielder of the plow, Haladar. All glories unto you. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. And these garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna, who once felt great fear due to the striking of your plowshare.